latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Willie Caballero's representatives have received encouragement that talks over a new City deal will now begin later this month. It's been revealed recently that the Argentine goalkeeper had impressed boss Pep Guardiola with his attitude in training, having played second fiddle to error-prone Claudio Bravo for much of the campaign. The 35-year-old is now in possession of the number one jersey, having kept three clean sheets in a sequence of five victories. Caballero's contract is up this summer, but he underlined Guardiola's continued faith in him with a crucial penalty save in Tuesday's thrilling 5-3 Champions League victory over Monaco. The former Malaga player has left it to his camp to update him on his personal situation. They are hearing positive noises from the City staff that would seem that Caballero is going to be staying at the club for a further 12 months. Moving on, City boss Pep Guardiola has been given the final say on Yaya Toure's current contract situation at the Etihad Stadium. The Manchester City midfielder is out of contract in the summer and has attempted in the last few days to try and pin the club down on his future. Toure is the biggest earner at the Etihad Stadium on a mammoth $230,000 a week, apparently, and wants to stay with his ambition to become a future club ambassador and help them unearth potential African stars for the future. The giant Ivorian turns 34 in May, however, and is aware that the citizens are also planning to slash their wage bill to finance another huge round of spending for Guardiola. We'll wait and see what happens on that front, but he's definitely been linked with a new contract. It remains to be seen whether or not he is going to get one. No match this weekend, of course, for Manchester City. It was supposed to be the Manchester Derby on Sunday, but somebody's in an EFL Cup final, so no game for City this weekend.